Great word, isn't it? Pedagogue. 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 And it just means a teacher.
就是一个老师的意思，好复杂。
It's more than that. It means an educator. It might mean somebody that's more than a teacher, somebody that knows everything about it.
哇，就是那种就是非常有学问的教者。
嗯。
叫什么来着 ？Pedagogue.
嗯。
Pedagogue.
Pedagogue. Number two is pivotal. Now, pivotal means crucial, the turning point. A pivot is a turning point, right?
Pivotal.
Pivotal.
Pivotal. P-I-V-A. Oh, sorry.
P-I-V-O-T-A-L.
非常 crucial, 关键的、中枢的、关键的 pivotal.
And the third one is singularly.
我今天不得了啊 I just want to be a pedagogue. Singularly.
Yes, very good. Singularly. It means exceptional. It means really, really exceptional. 了不起。
特别的、非常的奇怪的不常见的 Singularly.
Yeah. And number four is philanderer.This is not such a good meaning.
Philanderer.
Philanderer. This means a man, it's always a man, who has lots of girlfriends.
Playboy.
Playboy.
就是 Playboy.
Very good.
Philanderer.、就是专门就爱调戏女性的人啊。Philanderer.、For example, like, 贾宝玉。
Romeo.
Romeo.
What am I talking about?
It's a Chinese Romeo.
Right, okay.
Ha, 这个 philanderer.
Somebody that is not faithful and just has a good time with girls. And the final one is refurbishing, which is much safer. It means just to restore and to make something look good again. Refurbish a room means to buy new furniture, paint the walls.
Decorate.
Exactly.
Refurbishing 就是把什么东西呢重新给它擦亮了啊重新装饰好了。哇今天这个词大家能不能够顺口一口气念下来我们再替代表去读一下这个读音哈。第一个叫
Pedagogue,
教师。
Number two, pivotal.
Pivotal, 中枢的关键的。
Number three,Singularly,、
特别的、非常的、奇怪的、不常见的。
Number four, philanderer. Number five, refurbishing. Very good.
I quite enjoyed this. 英英课堂。
One day, I'm going to get you, Jingjing, to speak British.
天哪，好紧张啊，好紧张啊。好，我们来看下一个 idioms。
Number one is gentleman farmer. Now, in Britain, as I think I've said on this show before,Farmers are quite wealthy.
富裕的农民啊，因为他们 they own their own farm.
They have their own land and big houses, and they're usually quite wealthy. So they're called gentlemen farmers.
绅士什么？富有的绅士的农民
，right?
又是农民，有农场，有事，但是呢，又是一位绅士啊，又有社会地位 ，gentleman farmer. 实际上，这是一个 it's been always his father's ambition to be aGentleman farmer.
That's right.、So that he will have lots of horses and
对对对
nice clothes.
对对对
Number two.
I want that too.
Let our heads rule our hearts.
让我们的大脑来掌管我们的心灵
Right. Do what's practical and sensible instead of what our emotions and feelings tell us.
就是说理性行动啊，理性行动，而不是说让 let our hearts rule our heads. 那就是感性 sensitive.
But she says that we should let our heads rule our hearts.
Easier said than done.
And number three, cherry on the cake. I bet Jingjing likes this. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I like the pineapples and the cherries and the strawberries on the cake.
Well, we always say cherry on the cake. We don't usually say any other fruit. It's just the cherry.
Because they are too big.
Well, I think what it is, there's a typical cake which has white icing on it and a cherry in the middle.
Oh,
and the cherry is the last thing you put on. It's the bonus.
点睛之笔哈，蛋糕上的小樱桃指的就是你的那个 bonus.The best part of a good thing. 好中之好的点睛的之处的东西。
Okay, now to the questions. Number one, what was Mary Wollstonecraft's first book called? Not the most famous one, but the first one. Listen out.
哎，她一生当中的著作呢，也有那么几十本哈。咱们问问她的第一部著作啊，标志她的开山之作的是哪一本书呢？你能听出全名就更好了，因为这里头没有单词。
Quite long. Number two, what did her father do for a living? Instead of becoming a gentleman farmer, what did he do?
对，他爸爸呀，他爸爸虽然说酗酒哈，但是一直以来都有一个不切实际的梦想，很想当一类什么样的人。但是事实上他是在哪里工作啊？事实上他的身份和地位是怎么样的啊？
And number three, who was Mary Shelley? But we've already told you.
对，我们来提一提她的女儿。哦，对的。我们来提一提。
I didn't just told you again.
So sorry, 再次给了答案。Who was Mary Shelley? Shelley, Mary Shelley 是谁呢？其实 she's as beautiful as her mom.
Oh.
I look at the photos.
Okay.
好，我们来看这第二段，一起来听听看吧。我来看看啊，第二段。Yes. There we go.
She was an intellectual celebrity before she wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, and she was also a pioneering educator, a pedagogue. Her first book, Thoughts on the Education of Daughters, was written while she was at Newington Green, and it was quite pivotal, those few years that she spent at this little isolated village, a couple of miles from London at that point.
What were her early influences in childhood, Barbara?
She had a very difficult childhood. Father ran a silk weaving manufactory, and at first the family looked set fair for a sort of middle class life, but her father aspired to be a gentleman farmer, and he was also an alcoholic, and the family just slid downhill.
Roberta, one of the things she argues is that we should let our heads rule our hearts. To what extent did she singularly fail to follow her own advice?
Indeed.She fell madly in love with this tall, dark, handsome American adventurer.
Who was something of a philanderer.
She died from puerperal fever after giving birth to Mary Shelley. So, Roberta, what progress are you making towards the statue?
To make the statue, the Newington Green Action Group has decided that after refurbishing the green, they decided that the cherry on the cake will be a statue of Mary. She was an intellectual celebrity before she wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, and she was also a pioneering educator, a pedagogue. Her first book, Thoughts on the Education of Daughters, was written while she was at Newington Green, and it was quite pivotal, those few years that she spent at this little isolated village of couple of miles from London at that point.
What were her early influences in childhood, Barbara?
She had a very difficult childhood. Father ran a silk weaving manufactory, and at first the family looked set fair for a sort of middle class life, but her father aspired to be a gentleman farmer, and he was also an alcoholic, and the family just slid downhill.
Roberta, one of the things she argues is that we should let our headsrule our hearts. To what extent did she singularly fail to follow her own advice?
Indeed. She fell madly in love with this tall, dark, handsome American adventurer.
Who was something of a philanderer.
She died from puerperal fever after giving birth to Mary Shelley. So, Roberta, what progress are you making towards the statue?
To make the statue, the Newington Green Action Group has decided that after refurbishing the green, they decided that the cherry on the cake will be.
我们可以发现哈，他的这个崇拜者们啊，都是一些这个都真是 ladies 啊，都是特别的是他的拥护者，对吧？很有意思，说话都是很温柔的啊，好像啊，我们觉得是哦，有很充分的理由去做这个事情的，就是非常的这个 ladies 哈。好，那么第二段呢，我们一起来看看原文吧。Let's check out the transcript. 究竟他们说了些什么呢？
We don't have any answers, so we better read it through.
Yes.
She was an intellectual celebrity before she wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Women.
Ooh.
And she was also a pioneering educator, a pedagogue. Now listen carefully. Her first book, Thoughts on the Education of Daughters, was written while she was at Newington Green.
Ooh, 这句话很有意思哈。就是他的这个刚才那位 Roberta 说的，说这位 Mary 啊，在这个写《女人辩护》这本书之前，就已然是一个非常有智慧和学识的名人。Intellectual celebrity， 一般的 celebrity 呢，不一定是非常的 intellectual，
no,
对吧
？That's right。
啊，但是他是一个啊，他是一个有智慧和学识的名人。Her first book, oh, she's also a pioneering educator， 先锋的教育家，是一位大学问的教师。Her first book 叫什么什么什么什么？你好。
Thoughts on the Education of Daughters.
Thoughts on the Education of daughters. Mm. 这是什么呢?
Charming's got half of it. Well done, Charming. And it was quite pivotal, those few years she spent at this little isolated village a couple of miles from London at that point.
哎，你发现没有？但凡是那些就是 celebrity， 都是 they must have led a very isolated life certain time.
I guess it's all
isolated life in England.
Time to write and think.
曾经呢，在英国的乡村啊，自己独居过一段，独居过一段时间，可以见这个艺术啊，艺术跟这个艺术啊，这搞创作的人啊，他必须要独处才可以的。
What were her early influences in childhood then, Barbara?
好，就问 Barbara 说，那 What were her early influences in childhood? 童年给她带来了什么样的影响？
Okay, students, listen up. She had a very difficult childhood.
哇， father, 有一个非常悲惨的童年。
Father ran a silk weaving manufactory.
Silk, 丝织品 ,weaving, 织丝。Factory, manufactory, 手工的丝厂。
And at first, the family looked set there for a sort of middle-class life. But her father aspired to be a gentleman father, and he was also an alcoholic, and the family just slid downhill.
他们呢，他们他的本来他们家呢可以完全过上一个非常好的中产家阶级的生活，可是他爸爸呢有点志大才疏啊，这个小手工业者呢一直又梦想当一个绅士农场主，结果呢就把继承来的财产全部都败光了，又染上酗酒的恶习，如此一来他们家就日趋家道没落。
Roberta, one of the things she argues is that we should let our heads rule our hearts. To what extent did she singularly fail to follow her own advice?
矛盾了啊，是个 paradox， 矛盾了。
Complete 矛盾。
她的一个主要的观点就是说，我们应该啊，女性应该用理性来决定自己的事情。可是呢，连她自己都失败了，都没有遵从自己的这个建议。
How did she do that? Well,She fell madly in love with this tall, dark, handsome American adventurer.
是因为她爱上了这样一个 tall, handsome, 让她心动的美国探险家。这个人名字叫做 Emily. 这个探险家。
Yeah, I left his name out. I didn't think he deserved his name to be mentioned.
对，刚才我什么都没说。
And then the other interviewee says,He was something of a philanderer.
就是因为那个人是一个 playboy. 所以他后来 fall in love with an actress. And then Mary's heart is broken.
Okay. But she was all right because she then married
Godwin.
And she did all right and got pregnant. But sadly, very sadly, she died of purple fever after giving birth.To Mary Shelley.
对，但是在这个生下 Mary 的时候呢，她已经是39岁了，所以产后不久呢，她就感染了这个什么产乳热那样的病，叫这个 purple fever， 然后就去世了
Right.
很年轻啊。
Okay, now finally, to make the statue, the Newington Green Action Group has decided that after refurbishing the green.They've decided that the cherry on the cake will be a statue of Mary.
哇，这是很高的评价哈！村民们决定啊，说咱们的这个小村庄呢，前面的这个广场要重新的去给它修整一下，然后呢，我们将会把 Mary 的塑像呢放在那个地方，作为画龙点睛之笔啊。
So charming, I want to know how far are you a feminist? Come on, give us a clue.
Yeah, that's also the question that I want to answer.
Yeah, and Jing Jing, how far are you a feminist?
I think I'm just the cherry on the cake.
Really? Have you heard of the suffragettes? The suffragettes was a movement also in Britain, but much later than Mary Shelley. I'm going to write it into the chat room now. They're very famous. There was a woman called Emily Pankhurst, who was particularly famous. She chained herself to the railings outside Parliament to campaign for women to get the vote.
Wow, 我觉得就是 the times when I was born, I thought we were born fair.
Yes, I think so.
我以为男女生来就是平等的，所以我觉得好像我还不算是一个非常的 feminist.
No need, right?
对，没必要，现在挺好的，都挺平等的，对吧？
I think so.
最多有的时候打一打，吵一吵什么的， ask for more rights.
You know, it's changed very fast. When I went to school, we used to have to wear skirts. We were not allowed to wear trousers.
Oh, 在你读书的时候啊。
And now this is not that long ago. I'm not 100 yet.
对对对对对。
So I'm just 10 years older than you. And when I was a child, and right until I left school, we were not allowed to wear kurta for school.
哦，那是为什么呢？就是
because we were girls.
啊 ，girls 就要穿裙子哈。就不能穿裤子。
Now you've never had that rule in China.
没，好像我们
没经历过。Maybe a long time ago.
对，以前可能有，以前封建社会可能有。
Right, but not in recent living history.
对
呀、
啊
I mean your parents and.
所以现在的女性呢，这方面的意识可能会稍微的那个没有那么强烈一些啊。大概因为我们现在已经是享受到比较平等了，社会已经比较文明了、It's、，more civilized society.、
Mm. Well, also at work, it's considered until very recently.Bad form that women should wear trousers for work. Even 10 years ago, women would not be expected to wear trousers for work.
Wow.
Yeah, in Britain is a very old-fashioned country.
对，现在在 Britain 的街头都可以看到女性穿的是裙子，很少有人是穿裤子的。
Now, we always wear trousers, don't
对,
we?
对
I mean, I like a skirt, they're all right, and especially in the summer, they're nice and cool. But trousers are just so convenient for wearing...to ride bicycles and all the rest
of it. But you gave me a very good clue. I'm going to have my skirt as my this year's fashion.
Oh, good! Ling Ling's going... Oh, Jing Jing's going to get her legs out.
Yes, Jing Jing, Jing Jing, wooden scraft. It's going to have another season of the new fashion.